The Brady Report.
It's a Wednesday. Good morning, Ender Brady.
Morning, Millsy. Hi, Baz.
Let's start with the awful tragedy in Italy.
Yeah, this is a truly terrible story. Millsy, you've driven over this bridge in Genoa. Extraordinary that this has happened in Western Europe in 2018. We don't know what has gone wrong, whether it was infrastructure problems or lack of investment. I guess we'll find out when there's a full investigation. But the end result is this bridge, several hundred meters of it fell away today, and 22 people have lost their lives. Investigation ongoing, search and rescue recovery operation still ongoing. Four people were pulled out alive, but this was a bridge with traffic on it and dozens of vehicles just plunged down into a ravine, never to be seen again. Absolutely horrific what has happened in Genoa today in northwestern Italy. The whole of Europe completely numbed by this.
Oh, I was as well when I saw it. So, mate, what's the latest with the Westminster situation? What exactly happened?
So, about 7:30 in the morning, this guy has driven a saloon vehicle, silver saloon vehicle, a Ford, round Parliament Square, and then he darted across, cut in, and smashed the vehicle into one of the barriers outside Parliament. We don't know who he is. We don't know why he's done it. All we know is he's in his 30s. He's a black man. He is a UK national. And right now he's in police custody. Two people treated at the scene, minor injuries. A lot of cyclists were there. You know, it's a busy, busy part of London. There would have been no tourists in that area at that time of the morning because it was just so early. A lot of people on their way to work. And this guy has basically ploughed through them and smashed the vehicle into the barriers. So right now he's in custody and three properties are being searched. Two in Birmingham and one in Nottingham. And I guess in the next 24 hours, maybe we'll find out who he is, precisely what he was trying to achieve.
Ben Stokes got off and he's back in the English cricket team.
Yeah, he's cleared, found not guilty of a fray today at Bristol Crown Court. And immediately the ECB have announced, the English Cricket Board, that Ben Stokes is back in the England squad for the next test against India. He says it's been the most difficult 11 months of his life.
Sure it has been. All right, mate, enjoy the rest of your holiday and we'll do it again tomorrow. You'll be back with Michael Genovese this afternoon.
Have a great day, guys.